Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is it hot in here, or did you just walk in?
Rolfs, don't look at me when you say that. Please direct your attention to Hack.
No, because he'll try to make out with me.
True.
Try.
Why are you complaining about that?
Our beards get like all caught together.
And they get just tangled, like, and you got to go trim them off.
Yes.
And,
yeah. Although that beard trimming time is so fun. Yeah. If you can't figure it out yet, no, I am not hitting on Erica. We are trying out.
Thank God.
Pickup lines. Yeah. And we would like to hear your pickup lines as well. Like, what if you have ones that have worked, have ones that have not worked? I firmly believe that almost none of them work. I say this every time. If you're a great looking man, you could walk up and say, "My pants are on fire," and she'd be like, "Great, let's bang."
Like, no.
Dude, if a good looking guy doesn't have to have a line.
Well, no, but I agree. But don't say your pants are on fire.
I'm just going to think you're a liar.
True.
Oh, I didn't think that through. Yeah. There was
that's
a limerick.
That's why it's never worked for you.
Because I'm not good looking?
That one.
This is not fun. Okay, somebody else go.
All right. Was your father an alien? Because there's nothing else like you on Earth. Ooh. I would punch that man in the face.
I bring this question up when this comes up. I feel like in a quality world, women should try this more. Pickup lines really fall on us, the men.
It does.
But you guys need to go out. You need to walk up to that chiseled faced, gorgeous hunk of a man and try one of these crappy little.
Hey, can I take your picture? My mom doesn't believe that angels exist.
Is there a way that not everyone can direct them at me, though? I don't like that. Like, look at anyone but me. Hack, anyone?
There's only one thing I want to change. Why are you looking about? I don't want to look at it. I turn around.
He literally didn't even look at the girls. He just crossed his eyes and said, I'm not looking at anyone.
There's only one thing I want to change about you, and that's your last name.
Oh. That would get me.
Oh. That's so far
if
gone.
If it was like a good looking man.
Who already wants to marry you. Who doesn't know anything about you. You don't know anything about him. Like, it's just,
I guess
it's so
presumptuous. Much better if you're like kind of talking and then they hit you with that.
You know, the one thing I'd change about you is your last name.
Yeah. Or maybe they just like, or, you know, you get to talk and then
maybe
they're like,
your
what's
nose?
Your last
it's
name?
It's a little big. It's kind of bulbous.
Okay.
You drink gin or something?
My God. What?
It's the talking to them that's where Slacker gets in trouble.
Wheels off.
Okay, here's one that I think would actually work.
Okay, go.
You're in a bar. I'm setting the scene. You're in a bar, right? Mm-hmm. This could be guy or a girl. You walk up to someone. You go, my buddies just bet me that I wouldn't be able to start a conversation with the hottest person in the bar. Want to buy some drinks with their money? Come on.
That's a good one.
Come on.
That's a good, fresh one, too.
I would buy it. Or actually, I'd let his buddies buy me drinks.
But if he's not hot, then it's a no.
Free drinks,
I'd let him
baby.
Buy me a drink.
But it's like, Bill Gates is not hot, but he's worth billions of dollars. Like what if Bill Gates said that? It's like, well, I would like to have a conversation with you. I don't know. I would turn into like Kermit.
Kermit and like Wally or something.
All right, let me try this. I feel like I should warn you.
Look at Aaron, please.
I flirt back.
Have you started?
Wait, I don't hate it.
Did you like that at the end?
Because I wish
just
you
added
wouldn't
that.
Have done
yeah,
that.
I did that thing at the end. I wanted you to see my mouth in action. All right, go ahead.
I always heard of this one where you get a sugar packet, but not one that says sweet and low, one that just says sugar.
Don't do this.
And you drop it by
them. Don't do this.
You go, oh, excuse me. I think you dropped your name tag.
I hate you.
I've heard that one. It's like,
when I make eye contact with you, though.
I hate it.
Sugar, it's just like, sugar. Or you're like, sugar? Or you pick it up and say you're leaking.
It's okay, like, oh. Name tag is far better than you're leaking. Hey girl,
seems like you're oozing sugar.
Yeah,
you it ever feels like there's sugar falling before? Out of your butt.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna keep going, but we want you to join the party, and you don't have to make eye contact with anyone. Tell us your best or worst pickup line. 303-222-5423. You may text your pickup lines or you may call and try them on us.
Are you a pirate? Because I could have sworn you were looking at my booty and I'm not making eye contact with anyone.
It's okay. We know that the boys do not pay attention to booty. Of ours.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. No, I'm a booty. I'm a...
I didn't need to.
I'm a booty over booby.
Is that a line?
Yeah.
It's your
look, lady. I'm a booty over booby.
Thank God your boobs are small.
Yeah, I wouldn't lead with that. I wouldn't.
Aside from being sexy, what else do you do for a living?
I hate it. I think maybe it's just the way TAC delivers them that I'm not really.
It's me.
Okay. I'm going to look at TAC on this one.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because he will. Okay. Whew, I'm glad I noticed you before someone else did.
So good.
Ooh.
That's a really good one.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are these better today?
Having drinks with like a girlfriend and a guy came up or maybe sat down at the bar stool next to me and then was like, I'm glad I noticed you before someone else did. Maybe I'd punch him in the face if they were creepy, but if not, well, I'd be
creepy,
down.
Creepy? Because he's got a stash? Because your man's got a stash. Like, what is the thing that's going to make that?
Never said anything about his stash.
But like, well, I'm wondering what the creepy thing is. Is he just panting just like and waiting for your response? Like, what?
Yeah, it's just the vibe. Like, if he comes up suave and says that, he's in.
Okay.
Can you approach, if two women are together, you approach just one of them?
It's best if there's three. And yeah. Then you approach.
You pick one off.
And then you pair off.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you go after the ugly one, so they think you're. Then they're like, "Oh my God, he's so nice," and then you end up with the hot one.
No.
You go up and go, "Can I buy you a drink?" to the obviously hideous one.
I hate you.
Which is why
I'm gonna go with a different pickup line. That's definitely not about you, slacker. I'd say God blessed you, but it looks like he already did. Wait, I got it wrong.
Because you got all confused by my riz, huh?
My riz got you confused. But it looks like he already
don't
did.
They have to sneeze first?
Maybe.
So you just kind of sit at a bar and like fling pepper and chips?
Yeah. So much of a little like powder thing that you're just kind of slinging powder around.
Okay. If you have better ones than we've tried, we'd love to hear yours. Best and worst pickup lines. 303-222-5423.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing, while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Erica, if this were a movie, this is a part we would flirt shamelessly.
That's a pickup line.
That's what it says.
That's so embarrassing.
That was really bad.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be like, this is the part where we fall in love.
I tried one in the text group and you guys didn't say anything earlier, but like
the
voices
like
in my head said I should come talk to you. I feel like that's
I was
that
so
sets
confused
a tone for how this relationship's gonna go.
My car read that to me, and so that's why I didn't respond. I was just like, no.
Because you just walk up and you just have just that one eye like twitching just a little, and you're like, the voices in my head said I should come. No?
The number one way to get punched.
I don't think you're going to punch a person who's got voices in their head.
True.
Macy?
Yeah.
What's your pickup line?
Okay. So this has worked before. So let me tell you. Can I follow you?
Can you follow
me? Because my mom told me to follow my dreams.
Mm. Cute.
Oh,
cute.
Wow.
Thought it was going to be an on Instagram kind of thing.
Duh. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And that's worked?
And you used it? Or someone used it on you?
It has worked.
Okay. Wow. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
They sounded like a child there, TX, so I was afraid to ask Vladir any further.
Perhaps.
Tracy?
Yay.
Pickup lines, what's yours?
Girl, you're like a good hand in poker. I just want to throw you down on the table and go all in.
I'm nervous.
That is.
I'm blushing.
Did that work?
No. Because
it worked for me right there. That was okay. Cam.
Yay.
Pickup lines. What's yours?
Pickup lines. Okay, we'll see. Hey, I lost my number. Can I get yours?
Yeah, I mean, it's a classic.
But
right?
It doesn't make sense.
But it's not.
Yeah, how
easy.
Do you lose your number?
That's true.
That part, sure.
I guess that, you know, you're blonde, maybe. That's why I think it's funny.
And has it worked? Did it work on you?
No, but, you know, I did laugh. Okay. So
I like that.
That's right. All you need.
Yeah,
you
gotta laugh. I wasn't rude.
Is a laugh really all you need?
Well, maybe a few laughs.
Okay. Guy like me.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a full-on
if
act,
if you make
right?
them laugh, then that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
All right, everybody. Tip your boxes and waitresses. Two cannibals eating a clown.
Yeah. Can we keep
one
going?
One says, something tastes funny to you.
Yeah, it's working on me.
Waka waka.
This is not working.
Waka waka.
Like, make it stop.
Joe.
Yay.
Sorry you caught the tail end of the show there.
No, I like the waka waka.
Right, so it'll work on Joe.
All right, Joe, what's your pickup line?
I had two of them. One worked, and it was about 15 years ago. That's why the dollar amount sounds funny.
Okay.
But I was playing pool with a girl, and I just whipped out a 20 out of my pocket and gave it to her, and she's like, what's this for? And I said, that's to buy me breakfast in the morning.
Ooh.
That's not bad. Yeah, you said you're coming home with me tonight.
Yeah. Or we're just going to go sit in a Waffle House parking lot.
Right. I'm interested in both.
Yeah, let's talk more about that breakfast.
Yeah. Hack is only one's like, I'm in. What's the one that didn't work?
I walked up to the girl and I asked her if she liked whales. And she's like, well, yeah. And I said, well, let's go hump back at my place.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
No,
are you comparing her to a whale?
No, it's just you found a way.
I know.
I thought you were going to say, like, I want to have a whaley good time.
Yeah,
no.
All right, this is where I need the girls to do it.
Waka waka.
I was hoping for whale talk, but that's... No, say waka waka in whale talk.
Waka.
We are off the rails. Okay, Mindy.
Yay.
What's your pickup line?
Well, are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Hey, nice shoes. I'm going to...
Okay. I thought it was going to be like,
oh my God, you like my shoes?
No, actually.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce?
Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.